Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We rattled that off real fast, but we do mean it sincerely. It really is an honor and a privilege and a pleasure and a mission. We're all on a mission. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to have some fun today, but we're going to talk about the State of the Union Address and other things. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you as a body of believers across this great nation. Lord God, you are an awesome God. And I thank you that you bestow upon us so many blessings. So many that we don't even recognize them sometimes. We think they're self-made, but they're not. All blessings come from you. Father, we thank you for the blessing of laughter, that we can laugh through the tragedies of life. We know if we can't, then we would just be so lost. It's so depressed. So we thank you, Father. And Lord God, we do ask for your protection. So many people are being persecuted, prosecuted, and we have hostages abroad, and unfortunately we have political prisoners here in the United States. It's something we never thought we'd see. Maybe it's happened before and we just didn't know it. But I pray for them that even in this horror, this dark time of their lives, they can feel your presence, just as Corrie Ten Boom did, that they will feel your presence. Father, I ask you to bless today's show and my guest, Larry, who's here, that we can have some fun and also have some good content so that everyone listening will learn something and be encouraged to keep going, to press on. Is for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, that I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So how can we describe the State of the Union address last night? It was a dark and stormy night. Something happened on the way to the SOTU. Why is he angry, Mommy? Is he playing Mrs. Mumble? Look, Mommy, he's wearing his angry eyes. It's the Walter and Jeff Dunham hour. Ticks me off. There are varying opinions of the State of the Union address, which I believe, personally, it should be put to rest. The State of the Union address. There is no president of late who actually tells of the State of the Union. They lecture us. They bring guests so they can pat themselves on the back. And they scold the members of the other party. It doesn't matter which president it is. And last night there was even a scolding, a warning to the Supreme Court justices. If I was a justice that was on the left, one of them, I'd be ticked off. After his motorcade delay due to protesters, he was late to his own party. And then the protocol was forgotten, as he didn't allow the speaker to introduce him as he formally does. It's kind of just a formality. It was more of an anti-Trump speech and not so much of a pro-American speech. Divisive and, again, obsession with the death of babies. Abortion. I still don't quite understand their obsession. Or maybe I do. I wonder how he was able to introduce Kamala Harris as the first woman vice president, since they really have no definition for a woman. I thought it was very dedicated of her, though, to continue her exercises while attending the speech, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. When angry Walter Biden was finally done yelling at America, he moseyed through the crowd of the American wannabe debutantes, smiling and sniffing his way home. And that's kind of how I saw it last night. We have Larry Behrens of Power of the Future. He was going to call in today, and I said last night, I told Rudy and Albert, my husband and I, we're all sitting there. We'd eaten our pizza. We were just like little fat cats watching the State of the Union address.
There's a pizza party last night.
There was.
Oh, I know.
We'll have
I
to
know.
Invite you next time. Anyway, what was I saying? And I told Rudy, I said, Is Larry calling in tomorrow? And he said, yeah. I said, why don't you just tell him to come in tomorrow? We'll just talk about State of the Union address. And then I was hoping you actually watched it.
I did. We did. So, you know, all of us here did. So you don't have to. So I think it's a public service, right?
My sister watched it and she was texting me. And I don't know if you realized, I think Trump was, when he announced that he was going to do his, play-by-play,
yeah,
text.
Truth Social, yeah.
Yeah, it went down a couple of two or three times. We had trouble keeping it going and couldn't keep up with his, what do you call them, truths. And anyway, yep. So it's been a rough week for social media, hasn't it?
It really has. It really has.
Well,
Twitter's
ahead.
Doing okay. Everyone else's servers seem to go down magically on Super Tuesday. I'm sure that was no coincidence whatsoever. But it was interesting because you're right. There are a lot of opinions on the State of the Union last night, except in the media. The media has one opinion, and he's fiery.
He's fiery.
He's fiery
I
now.
I thought he was angry.
That's right. No, it's fiery now. With Trump, it's angry tweets. With Joe Biden, it's fiery, right?
I mean, he started out that way. It was like, oh my gosh, he's a grumpy old man down the street.
Really is.
That yells at you. You'll turn your bikes around in my driveway. You know?
Yeah,
I had one of those.
I ran off the lawn as soon as I heard his voice start squeaking at me. Exactly. It was. And the content, well, I've never seen, listen, I know I'm a partisan, but I've never seen a speech more divided from the reality that everyone is facing.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Joe, everything's great, right? The State of the Union's great.
Except for that shrinkflation.
Oh, I know. And it's not his, it's totally not his fault.
Did he get a smaller, ice cream cone or something? Is that what happened?
There was a thing with Snickers where I think he got mad at Snickers for, and he doesn't realize, like, that's been going on for all of us. That's the only way companies can keep the price the same is to give you less.
That's why the cereal boxes say sold by weight, sold by volume. Sold by weight, not volume. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I say.
Yeah.
So, you know, where they used to be full to the top, and now you open them up, and they're about three-quarter of the way down or more. It's the weight. They still got the big box, though. They still have the big box. Yeah, it's like that's gone on for a long time. So my sister was wondering, what do they give him? And I told her they gave him what did I call it? Angry Ritalin.
Yeah. And a lot of it.
And a lot of it. And they pumped that man full of it. Well, I think somebody was saying, was it you, Rudy? Somebody was saying that, oh, maybe it's Tucker Carlson, that they told him he had to be energetic. And to be energetic, that meant angry.
Yeah.
So that's how he.
And that's how they all had their talking points this morning, right? To say it's fiery because they're so scared of that. Oh, they hated that report that said he's just a well-meaning old man who doesn't remember very much, right? And so keep in mind, everyone that they're describing as fiery is so cognitive failing that he could not stand trial for his documents.
Yes,
that is the same man.
Yes. They won't release that either.
No.
They haven't released that yet so everybody can see it. And it's they think we're such stupid people that we cannot see. And then sometimes I wonder, Larry, maybe some people are that stupid because they can see it, but they won't admit it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know they see it.
He tells you don't believe your own lying eyes or your own lying wallet.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all the corporation's fault. And I don't cut the corporations too much slack. They've been doing shrinkflation for a long time, and that's for an almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just another inflation. Anyway, I hear the music. We're headed into the break. State of the Union address. We're going to walk us through it. Sorry. We'll be right back.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno-150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno-150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Larry Behrens of Power of the Future. We decided to get together and talk about the State of the Union. I thought it'd be kind of fun. I've got a fact-checking article. It's pretty lengthy from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation.
It would have to be lengthy after that speech.
You know, we were sitting there. It's funny, but it's not funny because it really is. It really is a black spot on this country that CNN and MSNBC will not air any of the speeches from Donald Trump. When he gave his victory speech the other night, they wouldn't air it. When he did one a week ago, they wouldn't air it. And they said it because he lies. And yet they aired this. I was surprised that they aired, and I thought she did a really good job, the new senator. Mm-hmm. I thought she did an excellent, excellent job. She did a lot better than Rubio his first time through. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I remember.
And they made fun of him, and I thought, you know, I'm glad to see somebody that's nervous. He's not taking things for granted. Mm-hmm. And but it was kind of comical that I thought they went ahead and aired that whole thing with Biden. Every time he speaks,
it's part of what the left does. They're you know, and Biden was talking about last night. Oh, you guys censor, want to ban books. You guys censored the Hunter Biden story. You censored Donald Trump's speeches, and so you guys say their idea is so dangerous that the American public, adults, cannot hear them. You're so, I guess, impressed with Donald Trump's persuasive skills that you say that, I guess, we can't even, you know, let it air. And that explains their ratings, because every time Trump is on their TV, their ratings go up. But if they're not going to air his speeches, well, then I guess they're just going to be.
Maybe they're afraid he'll convince them.
I know.
Wouldn't that turn things around?
But I mean, when I grew up, if there was a crazy person yelling on the corner of the street, the answer was not, hey, go hush up the crazy person. The answer was, we all know it's crazy. We walk away and don't
listen. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah, and you don't listen to him. And I mean, now he's in the Oval Office, but still, we wouldn't pay attention to him.
He's been in politics for 50-some years.
Yeah, yeah. Barack Obama was 11 years old when Joe Biden first went to Washington. If that gives you any indication.
Oh, girl.
And the senator from Alabama last night, I thought it was really interesting when she said, yeah, he's been there since before I was born.
Yeah. I thought she did an excellent job. And I know that's not easy, and I don't know who wrote her speech, but they did a really good job because they have to write that speech and do it before they even see the State of the Union address. But I think they do get a copy of it.
They do. So generally speaking, there is, and I don't know how early it is. Obviously, the MSNBCs and the media that are in the tank for them probably get an earlier copy. Mm-hmm. But I know we were lucky enough to, through some sources, we were lucky enough to get a copy about 5 minutes before.
Okay.
And so I could see where he deviated and parts like that of the speech. But he did more than a couple times, but not a ton. That was mostly, you know, when he was yell at the Republican side or something. That was mostly those deviations. But they send those out beforehand. But even in her remarks after, she says, you know, tonight he finally mentioned her name, and that obviously wasn't in his speech to mention the name of Lincoln Riley.
Of Lincoln.
And it's and yeah, it's he couldn't even get it right. I mean, it was spelled right there on the button that he was holding.
Now, but I didn't read it myself, but somebody was telling me, and I'm not sure if it was Rudy or someone else, but that they actually invited that family and they refused to come. Lakely. Okay, now Riley. We've got me all confused.
Yeah, he's got us all confused.
But she was invited. I think it's got it here.
And their family, and I think their family is obviously still mourning.
Obviously. And it's just so sad. And of course, I saw that Margaret Taylor Greene was wearing it's Lakin Riley. Lakin. I knew that. I just was confused from what Biden had said. So he starts out with the dagger at the throat of American democracy. And I'm so sick of this word democracy. I don't know if you feel that way about it or not, but it's just we weren't established as a democracy. And yet that's what they keep claiming.
Yeah.
All of them, including their constitutional lawyers, the experts like Dershowitz and all of them. And it's like, why do you do that?
It's their catch-all boogeyman, even though you're right. It absolutely has no basis in fact of what we interpret and what is historically understood to be that. It's just that when Joe Biden says it's anti-democracy, it means I just don't like it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If they want to, you know, not have terrible books in our children's libraries, well, that's anti-democracy. But if we want to keep Hunter Biden off the front pages, well, that's pro-democracy. So anti-democracy, according to Joe Biden, is anything I don't like. And that's how – you know, you need to interpret it. Just like climate is any weather that we're experiencing right now, and we just need more money, right?
And if you throw money in the weather,
it'll fix it.
It'll fix it, yeah. And many politicians will get rich. Many politicians
will get
rich.
Just a coincidence, I'm sure. Just a coincidence.
Cutting the federal deficit was one of those that he mentioned last night. And the fact checker says, however, the federal budget deficit is set to increase every year for the next decade. Of course, we cannot just blame Biden on that.
Right.
That increased on Trump's and Bush and Clinton. And it's this game. And I blame Congress more than anybody on it because they just keep spending.
Yep.
Just like the mini omnibus bill, the minibus bill that's over 1,000-some pages. How can you have 1,050 pages and call it mini?
Well, and you know what he didn't mention last night? His favorite little Inflation Reduction Act. Isn't that amazing?
He did not mention that. Green New Deal? Inflation Induction.
Isn't it amazing? Because inflation's not going down. And in fact, this morning we saw that the unemployment rate that he was so proud of last night actually ticked up. So it was really nice for the administration to wait till the day after his speech to announce unemployment's actually ticked up.
Well, you know, they're all in it together.
It is.
That we've got a different name for the basket that they're in. COVID-19 was the worst economic crisis in a century. And yet the fact checker says Biden called the COVID-19 pandemic the worst economic crisis in century. That's objectively incorrect. The Great Depression, which lasted from 1929 to 1941, resulted in 24.9% of Americans being forced into unemployment. At the height of COVID-19 pandemic, in the second quarter of 2020, unemployment hit 13%, and the pandemic only lasted 2 years. And that's Tony Kennett is the fact checker on that one. They've got different ones here. This is all coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation.
That's a nice list.
It is. It's pretty extensive. I mean, they went after him.
Well, and the COVID just makes my blood boil because you know my backstory. When they say, oh, it was the worst economic thing, it's like the arsonist complaining that the fire was the hottest he's ever experienced. It was their party that shut everything down and put people
Absolutely.
Out of work. And I fled from a state where it was shut down for over a year. And now they've completely washed their hands of that because they know what a colossal failure it was to shut down things that they did. But, you know, people whose businesses were built on it, their livelihoods that have been destroyed, they're just able to walk away from that and just say, oh, well, yeah, we just didn't know. Well, no, you guys were the ones that made that the worst economic disaster. It didn't have to be that way.
No.
Florida's economy did pretty well, as I recall. Texas did okay as well, but it was the state.
South Dakota.
Yeah, it was the Californias, the New Yorks of the world, but everybody fled after
and,
that.
And I wasn't real happy with how Parsons handled ours either. Here in Missouri, it wasn't as bad as some of the others, but they did, you know, want you not to go to church and yeah, the church is closed around here. They did.
For how long?
It was a couple of months.
We didn't get to go back to church until December, and it had to be half of our group. So from March to December.
Yeah, and they roped off pews.
The pews, yeah.
And that kind of thing, and it angered me.
Yeah,
I was upset with the church for putting up with it. Then we are in a rural area, and a lot of our members are elderly. So, you know, that's I kind of appreciated that to some degree. But, yeah, we accepted that, and we should not have accepted that.
Yeah, I'm sure it bothered you as well. It was just the way that everyone who – in my neighborhood where I was at the time, where it was supposedly a conservative neighborhood, how quickly everyone – just fell for it and said, okay, the government's telling us. I was like, these are the same people we say not to trust.
Does that show how soft and dependent Americans have become?
Oh, such a great question. I think it gets to your point when we talk about the national debt going up, because it is almost a uniparty situation right now.
Yes.
If you would, I'm trying to think of the industries that would collapse tomorrow if the government stopped spending money. Education, probably higher education especially. Military industrial, a whole bunch of things would stop tomorrow because the government is propping that up, the green energy revolution. All of it would stop if the government stopped propping them up tomorrow. It's only real private business and small businesses like this that, and many others.
They'd have to figure out how to make it.
Yeah.
Without being propped up by someone else. And Rudy got upset. We're going to go ahead into we'll talk about it when we come back. He got upset something that he read yesterday. What is their fair share of my money? What is the fair share of my money? Pay their fair share as Biden's being looked into for not paying anything at all. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're chatting about the State of the Union address, and we'll be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope you're having fun and learning a little something because we did go through that. I know a lot of people didn't want to watch it, and I'm with you. I did watch it for you. As Larry said, we watched it so you didn't have to. It was chocked full of political lies and propaganda, anti-Trump, anti-Americans, anybody who supports Trump or liberty. I mean, those are such dirty words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about the economy and the deficit, and Trump didn't help that either. And he doesn't campaign on bringing down the national debt.
Right.
So I think that is something that we, the people, should ask him. But, you know, so I'm not 100% always happy with him. I know everybody thinks, well, you're just a Trumper, you know, but no.
Yeah, there are absolutely, I mean, it is our, at this point, probably our great-grandkids' money that are being spent, right? And I want to say it's gotten to $1 trillion every 100 days now.
Yeah,
the federal government.
It's ridiculous.
And it is. It's uniparty. It's Republicans and Democrats alike. And I got to be honest. Sometimes it's us. It's the people.
We don't want to give up things.
Correct. It's, well, we love this industry in our town, and that is, it's what's vital for us. And so, well, okay, but that's 100% tax dollar supported. And so that money, you know, the government cannot spend a single dollar that it first doesn't take in tax dollars.
Absolutely.
Well, I know they print a lot, but they're taking it from the future. And so, but it's okay, because I heard last night we all just have to pay our fair share and everything will be okay. Everything's going to be all right.
What is fair?
That is the best question. Up until November, anybody running for office who says people should pay their fair share, make them put a number on it. Ask that question. What exactly is my fair share? Because they've never put a number on it, because they know once they do, they're going to have to move it, because the answer is always going to be more.
Where is there any wording in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that says people must pay their fair share to the government? Is there any place in the Constitution that it says that?
It's right there next to the climate core that the founding fathers created. And if you look at it, I believe it's article. Joe forgets which article it is, but it's in there. It's in the fine print. Yeah.
Read the fine print.
It's not there.
So the next week, most Americans are said to support Roe versus Wade, and that's not true. And he mentioned the Cox's baby there from Texas, and they had to go somewhere else to have the abortion. The baby had a disease that most babies don't survive, or some don't, but some do. And apparently, I guess Rick Santorum had a child with this same. It's called Trisomy 18. I've never heard of it. Trisomy 18. And some of them do survive, and I guess Rick Santorum had a child who did. And, if it was only these few, and I don't agree with abortion, but if it was only these very few exceptions, mm-hmm. I wouldn't question it so much. But it's not convenient. It's the wrong sex. And then it's up until birth, even.
Yeah.
And, I just had a new granddaughter, and she had a problem. She is a miracle. I'm calling her Miracle Miriam, because she was strangled. The cord was around her neck. She was strangled. She was unresponsive, no heartbeat, no breathing. They revived her as soon as she gave birth, and she's here, and she's fine, and she's happy. I think she's happy. But they think that's okay to just let them die, or decide later even, maybe, she's breathing and fine, and she's not what I wanted.
I think it was the former governor of Virginia that said, we'll just put the baby aside and make it comfortable while we make a decision. And it's, to your point,
it's really sweet of him to make it comfortable.
Isn't it nice? Yeah. I came from a state where it is, up until the point of birth, where it is completely legal. And they are not loud about it, but they're proud that there is abortion tourism, that people come from other states to end their pregnancies in there. And so first of all, I guess we only care about medical decisions, the government not making medical decisions when it's not a vax, right? You couldn't serve in the military if you wouldn't take Joe Biden's vax. Where was, the government keeping out of my medical decisions then, and from a party that can't tell us what a woman is? So they're going to tell you for the next 6-7 months a woman's right to make her own medical decisions when they can't define what a woman is, and they were more than happy to stick a jab in your arm.
See, I see this this abortion obsession as anti-woman. This Democrat party is anti-life, anti-woman. They can't define one. They don't ever ask you to define a man. It's to define a woman. And now they have the trans taking over women's sports. And they're okay with that. And they want us to accept that as normal. And it is not normal. And it's always been known by the medical field, until they decided they could make a little extra money on the side by experimenting on children.
Yep.
But it's a mental illness. And I think that these who are pushing this are confusing the children at a very, there's a time in the lives of a child where they're very vulnerable. They're confused. They don't know who they are. And, Rudy just handed me a note. Happy, oh, I'm sorry, not for you. International Women's Day is today.
Did you just assume my gender? Did you just assume? Okay, it's not for me. You're right.
Well, your wife told me. Anyway, so International Women's Day.
Does that mean not American Women's Day? Are American women not – can someone send us the rules? I don't know.
How do they know? Who gets defined here? It's – and this that we laugh about is so ridiculous, but it is a dark, dark thing in this country. How can we ask God – you know, we pray every morning here. How can we ask him to bless a nation that has blood on its hands? And they defy. I mean, we had this this woman host, and I don't know, it was in CNN or MSNBC or whatever. Christian nationalists. They're not like other Christians. Yeah. As if there's a difference. Christian nationalists who believe. They dare to believe that their rights come from God and not from government or a piece of paper or man. It's like, did she read the Declaration of Independence? Did she read the Constitution?
Oh, see, now you're getting me really jacked up. Because I think that whole movement is just religious bigotry.
Absolutely.
They know they can't say we hate Christians. Because then that's just unpopular. So they're going to self-define, again, like they do democracy, they're going to self-define a sect that doesn't really exist
no.
of Christian nationalism. But they're going to say that's how we persecute people who believe in God. That's how we go after them. We'll call them Christian nationalists because we just did Christians. Well, that would be wrong. But if they're Christian nationalists, then it's okay to do the things that we want to do. Yep, see, you told you. You got me jacked up.
Well, they want government as God. There's no doubt about that. Okay, well... toughest set of border security reform we've ever seen. And those crazy Republicans knocked it down. Now, I'm not really going to give the Republicans a blue ribbon on this because I don't trust them either. And we've had this immigration problem for decades yep. upon decades. I mean, when Ronald Reagan was in.
Yep.
For decades. And it's still here. And it's getting worse. And there's only one reason for it. Congress wants it that way. They can blame the presidents, and he has a lot to take blame for because he's not enforcing the laws. Mm-hmm. We do have immigration laws. He's not enforcing them, which is his job as president of the United States of America. And it upsets me, gets me going when they start saying, all he has to do is write an executive order and fix it. Is that the way this country is supposed to be run, by executive order? And Trump did it too.
Yep.
But that's not the way it's supposed to be, folks.
They just pass on their responsibility and yeah. say, you can do it. You don't need us.
So I don't give the Republicans a whole lot of slack on this because I believe they're a big part of the problem because it's gone on. And they tricked Reagan. They tricked him into doing amnesty and said, we'll fix it. Then they didn't fix it. But amnesty now would be devastating. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment, and you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. That's how fast this goes. And we're only halfway through this. We kind of sort of, and I don't know if it was during commercial or not, we talked about the book banning a little bit. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that. And, of course, they only are worried about censorship if we do it, not if they do it. The book banning, they're not telling people you can't have these books. You just can't have these books in school.
In children's libraries.
In children's libraries. In fact, when one of these mothers groups, and I don't remember which one it was, I want to say it was Liberty, Moms for Liberty, mm-hmm. I think that's who it was, and they were on CNN or MSNBC, and they were going to read from the book, and they cut it out because they cannot put it on the air. Mm-hmm. That's how bad these are. Yet they want to accuse these young women, these mothers, and the Republican Party, who I don't know if all the Republican parties are against it because I think they're dirty, but they're accusing them of book burning and banning and that kind of thing. Personally, I think it's okay to ban those things, but.
Well, let's. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I was finished.
I think it's an important distinction. If my tax dollars are going into a school library for where my elementary age children are exposed to the books, then yeah, I'm going to have a say. In what is in that library. But let's say you're the most radical leftist parent. If you're the most radical leftist, I don't know why you have kids because that hurts the environment, I hear. But anyway, let's say you have kids and you want them to have that book and have exposure to that book. Nothing stops you from having that exposure at home. That book is still widely available. You can still show it at home. Now, contrast that with what the Democrats do when it's censorship. If you want to know about Hunter Biden in the press, where do you go? New York Post was kicked off of Twitter. They were the only newspaper allowed to do it. Every other place that reported it kicked off of Facebook. So you had no access to it, period. So when they censor, they make sure no one can hear the ideas. When we try to protect children, it is still available if you absolutely must have your kids listen to those things that you can't hear, you don't read on TV.
Well, and also they wanted to ban I lost his name, Kurt, whenever he wrote, he had some children's Christian books, and they didn't want him to read those out loud. Kurt Cameron, thank you. And so it has to meet their narrative, and they're desperately, and I know this is important to you, Larry, trying to destroy the family. Mm-hmm. What a better way than to take the children?
Yeah. And sadly, really, really tragically, sadly, it's working in so many unfortunate cases. Even you can be on guard. You know, I talk with my kids' teachers. I ask my kids what's going on in their school when, political subjects come up. I'm like, how is this teacher framing it to you? How are you? And even then, those things can still be, brought into your classrooms. And so it really is, it's one thing that COVID did. It really is just a huge, massive advertisement to homeschool your kids or to private school your kids or parochial schools and take, every opportunity you can to take advantage of school choice, because where your kids get their information and their education from matters. And they should be getting it mostly from you at home. But if the system is trying to interfere in that direction, then corrections need to be made.
And I think with that said, we can blame the parents to some degree that they're not.
I know my kids do.
My children still do too, and they're grown. It was your fault, Mom. But you've got to teach them at home. There's an old Gaither song, teach the children. Mm-hmm. And I think there was an old rock star song about that, teach the children well. But I think that meant something else. But anyway, it starts at home. And if we slack off on our responsibilities there, but then you look back, and I'm not making excuses, but I'm just saying how things are. They can't hardly make it. So parents, mm-hmm. both parents are working. Maybe there's one parent, because we've got a divorce or a widow or widower, and they just are strapped mm-hmm. financially and for time and
a bunch of resources.
It's just difficult. And so I'm not just trying to judge everyone the same way, but we have got to put children first. The Absolutely. Children have got to come first. And, it's easy for the distractions and things that are necessary.
And along those lines, it makes me absolutely grateful for the teachers that do put focus on what is important. I'm, my kids thankfully have a lot of great teachers, and they're saying this child's here to learn arithmetic. They're here to learn English. They're here to learn grammar and all type of skills that they're going to need. But it really should be what they're getting at school should supplement what they're getting at home. The core should be at home. And you're right. Family situations aren't always perfect, aren't always great, but as a parent, you have to focus on, this is going to be my legacy. This will be what I will leave in the world long after I'm gone. And so there's a priority there.
Well, it used to be encouraging. They encouraged children to do the very best. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking this DEI stuff and telling people, well, you're oppressed because of your skin color. And that's wrong. I think that's the racist part of it. But I think they teach things in school they shouldn't teach. We're running out of time. And, I think that's a big part of the problem. It's our problem that we allowed that to happen as far as parents and people of the community are paying tax dollars into the school. We need to get back down to the basics. Just like with our Constitution, we need to get down to the basics, the fundamentals.
And merit still matters, even if the world tries to tell you it doesn't.
That's right. Absolutely. And I think, going back to International Women's Day and women in America today, they have demeaned us, You have no value. That child that you're carrying, you gave your body away, now you've got this, or maybe you were raped. But it has no value. So just get rid of it. Because you have no value. I mean, they've devalued human beings. Mm-hmm. And women in particular. The free love movement, which was the hippie era, which I grew up in. I was not a hippie. Daddy didn't allow that. But I did wear my sweatshirt wrong side out a couple of times. But
rebellion.
Yeah. But we were taught that we had value. And I'm just going to say, don't give it away. You have value. That is who you are. And now it's just, it feels good, do it. And then there's consequences. And so out of that era of the free love came abortion, and now they want free abortion. And it all goes back to family. It really does. Margaret Sanger didn't like the family unit. She didn't think a woman should marry. They should just go do whatever they want with anybody they want to. And she was a white supremacist to the hilt.
Yep.
And thought abortion was mainly for those who have imperfect children and children of dark skin. And the Democrat Party lifts it up in great esteem.
She's the patron saint of abortion.
She absolutely is. And she's the enemy.
Absolutely.
And she's still with us, unfortunately, even though she's not alive. Anyway, I hear the music. We're out of time. Thank you, Larry, for coming in. I know it's a little bit of a drive, but it was a pretty day.
It's
mostly
a great day. Always
mostly
a great day to be here.
It's not raining, although we do need the rain. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderfully fantastic weekend. And remember, in your hearts, to pray. And we will bring America home.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.